think I left off talking about, while I was describing a dish, something that might be cooked for dessert, you know? Mm-hmm. Usually in a, some sort of rectangular pan, you could make it with slices of fruit, say apples or peaches. It usually has some kind of crust on it.
A pie.
Call that a pie.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, can you have a pie cooked, you know, usually I don't associate a pie as being cooked in a rectangular sort of container, but rather a round dish.
Yeah, you mean, you're not talking about a deep dish pie.
A deep dish pie.
Some people call it a cobbler, too.
Yeah, yeah, I see. So deep dish pie and cobbler.
And cobbler are the same things.
Same
thing. Mm-hmm, and then a pie, you can also have it cooked in a round in a pie plate. And it can either have a crust over it or not.
Mm-hmm. But it's made pretty much the same way as a pie?
Yeah, yeah. Deep dish, you have to put more, you put water in it so that you get a lot of juice in it.
Mm-hmm. I see. Well, what about, is there any particular term you've heard, say, for example, somebody might say, so-and-so has a pretty good appetite, he sure puts away
his food. Yeah.
Have you ever heard anything that might be a little on the joking or, you know, jocular side?
Vittles? Yeah, but you don't hear that too often anymore. The only times I've heard it, like you said, have been in a joking manner.
Mm-hmm. Would anybody that you know nowadays use that naturally?
No, not naturally.
Maybe it's an old-fashioned term?
I would think so, yeah.
Or say this stuff, you know, if you're having barbecue, you might pour on some more barbecue.
Some barbecue sauce.
Mm. A sauce and a gravy. Is there a difference there, or are they the same to you?
Between sauce and gravy. Yeah, there's a difference. Gravy is with meat. It's usually made out of the drippings of the meat when you've cooked. Like a roast, you have roast beef and gravy, and you take the drippings in the pan and you make gravy from that. Or from frying chicken, you can make gravy with the crumbs that are left in the pan. Sauce, I usually think of as being something like a cheese sauce or a cream sauce.
Possibly gravy made with flour in it?
Yeah.
Say food that you eat between meals, you say you're having
a snack.
You ever heard people call that anything else?
Don't think so.
A snack or would that be the same as a bite to eat? You ever heard it used that way? Between meals?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Usually you say, I'm going to get a bite to eat.
And that verb to eat, the past, you say yesterday.
I ate. I've eaten.
You mentioned last time you talked about something that breaks. How about the past of that? Yesterday?
It broke. Mm-hmm. And it has broken.
And when you say, if you poured yourself a glass of water, you say you...
You drink it.
Mm-hmm.
Drank it and have drunk.
Say, if some company has come over for a meal, and they're just standing around the table, and you didn't want them to, you know, stay that way, you'd say, well, just go ahead.
And sit down.
Mm-hmm. And that verb, sit.
You sat and have sat.
And if the people are around the table and you don't want them to wait until something's passed to them, you say, go ahead.
Help yourself.
And that verb helps.
Helped and helped.
Say if somebody passes you a dish at a meal you're not particularly crazy about, you just tell them.